utensil that you use at the table, how long have you worked with?
Knives and forks and spoons, plates and cups and saucers, bowls, the soup bowls, then the little dessert plates. For the Sabbath, we usually had a big glass plate on a pedestal that we used for cakes.
Oh. Did you ever have lazy food on there?
Well,
after the meal, did you have any duties when you were a girl?
Oh, yes, I had help. Maybe read the table. It depends upon how much help we had. And then I often set the table before the meal, help to clear the table of the dishes and take them out to be washed, brush the crumbs, that sort of thing.
Did you ever do the dishes yourself?
Oh yes, sometimes we didn't have help. Just pitch in and get it done.
You'd ask them?
That's it.
What did you use to wipe the dishes?
Dish towel.
What did you use? What kind of towel? Or other kind of towels that you had?
Well, we had face towels and bath towels. Roller towels.
Did you ever have a problem with pipes freezing?
Yes. We had to be careful and turn off the water and drain the pipes. It didn't do any good to turn the water off and let the water lay in the pipes and freeze. But you had to open the faucets and drain the pipes.
What would happen if you didn't do that?
The pipes would freeze.
Did you ever have any molasses or lard and big
big containers?
What'd you call them?
My father used to buy these big kegs held Louisiana molasses brought up by boat to Memphis. And along Front Street where he had his office would know when the book came in, so-and-so was in. And they've got plenty of molasses. Go down and get there. Bet the kegs of Louisiana molasses.
Sounds exciting.
That's good.
When you pour molasses into a small neck jug, what would you pour molasses from one jug into another one with a small neck?
Yes.
Yeah.
Had to use a, a little
funnel. When you want a horse to move along.
Get up, get up.
Did you ever have whips?
Yes, touch, but I just touch it lightly. You trot on. Picking his pace.
Did the horses mind when
you... Oh, yes, they're very, very... They know when it was time to go and would come to the gate to be bridled and saddled and get started. Then they'd know when it was... They were on the way home and would gallop along, turn in the driveway. You just let them alone. They'd go in the driveway.
When needed.